This podcast is a production of America Matters Media. Explore more episodes of this show and other great shows on the America Matters Media Podcast Network by visiting americamatters.us. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review at your favorite place to download podcasts. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of the company or its advertisers, although we think they should. But that's the opinion of America Matters Media.
Welcome to the Ron Edwards Show. Informative interviews, stimulating conversations, controversy. Prepare yourself. Here's Ron Edwards.
Good day, and how are you? Hello, my name is Ron Edwards, and you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience, and thank you so much for joining us today. And we've got a lot of things to cover, a lot of money to cover, especially concerning that $2 trillion stimulus, historic coronavirus response. And a lot went into that bill. Lots of stuff went in there. In fact, there were a couple of things that I was led to believe had been chunked in there, but thanks to great Americans who caught me in time, maybe not so. Maybe it's not as much waste went into that bill as I had been led to believe by a couple of sources from around the country. And so we're going to be going into the confines of this bill and looking at it and seeing what is actually in that big bill. The Trumpster, our great President Trump, is slated to sign that bill very soon. And in fact, the Dow kind of took a dive today too. But, you know, it is what it is. Things are going to be going quite well in the not too distant future in our republic. And thank goodness that they did pass this bill, because businesses all over our country really needed the help. One thing I really liked about this bill is that the way they tailored it, so that if you're a business owner and you're doing all kinds of business in the United States, but you're not headquartered in this United States, you don't get any of the money, like Carnival Cruise Lines, for example. I thought that was very wise. It's kind of a little thump across their foreheads. They need to, they get most of their business from the United States, the cruise lines, for example. But one of them I know is headquartered in Panama. Another one is headquartered, I'm talking about the major ones, is headquartered, I believe, in either Bermuda or one of the island nations. And so it's just amazing that they were able to come together this quickly and get her done. Considering, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, folks, but this could be the single largest spending bill in the history of this country, if not the world. So, Kevin McCarthy says that, you know, a lot of Americans are going to be helped by this bill, and that is a good thing. But the real good thing about all of this situation is I believe that before long we will be through the coronavirus situation. I'm not going to put a date on it. I'm not, in the know. But I guess by June we should be out of this, and things should be well on their way to viability as far as economic activity in this country. I think in some cases, though, things will be changed permanently in how we do business. We might be a little more wiser, such as things that are produced in this country, our drugs, for example. I'll never forget a conversation I had years ago. This was maybe about 15 to 20 years ago. I had with the great legendary economist. His name is Walter Williams. He's was professor over there at George Mason University. Sometimes he would fill in for Rush Limbaugh, and he was here for a speaking engagement. And he and I got into a little back and forth about, and we in fact have had discussions about it on the air when I would have him on my show in the past. And the thing we disagreed about was manufacturing. And that he thought it was okay if our stuff was manufactured around the world, as long as we were happy customers and there was an even exchange. We paid for it. They got the money. We got what we wanted. And he thought it was that simple. But I tried to make him understand that it's different between private sector, between a company and a customer in a nation, and a nation to nation. At that time, I think we were having some of our tanks being produced by Egypt. And that kind of roiled me a little bit. And he thought it was just fine and dandy. And I said it was very unwise for our country to have such important entities that we need for battling to be developed by our enemies. Well, here we are today with China, who has been developing and manufacturing most of the drugs that we use in this country. Now, it's, you know, history has proven me right again. Here we are. We're sitting here depending on China, a deadly enemy, an enemy, by the way, we foolishly built up. We did, through trade agreements that were totally written against our own republic. By who? They weren't written by China. They were written by our government. Now, see, we never had to get into these agreements with China. We didn't need them. They needed us. And they also have certain global agreements that puts them at an advantage over us. They're treated like a third world nation, and so they get certain advantages around the world, dealing with Europe in particular, as well as this nation. This is something that we have to take a serious look at. And those lawmakers that do not want to comply and right this horrible wrong, they need to be booted out of office because they are not governing on behalf of we the people. And so we have to get rid of these kinds of agreements, not only with the drugs, not only with military equipment and things of that nature. We need to build our own stuff. Americans are very good at making things, and yes, it might be a little bit more expensive here. But you know what? I'd rather pay a little bit more, knowing that my fellow Americans are working and they're taking care of their families and all of that, than saving a few dollars on something that could poison us even more so than, you know, what drugs do anyway. Because you don't know what the everything that these Chinese are putting in. They're not trustworthy. And it's not worthy, even if they were trustworthy. It's just unwise. It's better to make your own stuff and produce your own, you know, hardware, things of that nature that you need. You got to build it yourself. Got to take care of yourself. Got to take care of your own home. That's just wisdom. It's not rocket science or anything like that. It's just common sense. And so I urge you to contact your lawmakers, your lawmakers in your states. And make sure that they, because there's a couple of guys who are going to be talking about this later in the show, who are bringing forth legislation to be voted on about making it unlawful for major corporations in the United States to depend on China for drugs. But we're going to be talking about this and much more with my guest, Brooke Emery, noted columnist and talk show host. We'll be getting together right after this important money-making venture.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Enjoying a cup of tea and listening to the Ron Edwards Experience? It doesn't get any better than that.
Doesn't? Are you drinking your tea? I'm drinking mine. Today, it's green tea. Almost every day, it's green tea for me. But anyway, you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience, and thank you so much for stopping by. You can dial in, too, at 844-790-TALK. That's 844-790-8255. And we are emanating from our flagship station, 1180. That's KCKQ. That's based in Reno, Nevada. And this broadcast is also rebroadcast on several stations throughout the weekend. And you can catch us there. You can learn more about this show and the Edwards Notebook Commentary, which is heard now on many, many stations throughout the Republic. And also you can check out theronedwards.com. That's my website. And you'll get lots of details about the show where you can hear the Edwards Notebook. And also you can read my columns at America Out Loud. And speaking of America Out Loud, one of their other great writers is right here with us. Her name is Brooke Emery. And, boy, she's got a great story to tell. And, as she does it every week on America Out Loud. And, by the way, Brooke is now a talk show host. Hello, Brooke, and welcome to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Hi, how are you?
Doing super duper. Congratulations on your new talk show. I believe, you, it begins this Saturday.
Correct. at 7 p.m. On Salem.
On Salem. And that's in beautiful Florida, yeah. Am I correct? Excellent, excellent.
Correct, yes.
I always knew
you. 8 a.m. the answer.
Excellent. I knew that would happen because I would listen to you. You come on the Captain's America Third Watch broadcast after I do during the week. And I said, man, she should have a show. And by golly, by Jove, in less than 60 days after I said that, there you are on the air. Man.
Well, you should go play the lotto because you are right about that.
Yeah. So I tell you, very interesting thing. President Trump is about to sign the largest single spending bill in, I think it's American history, maybe global history, $2 trillion stimulus.
World history.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Huge. Huge. Now, this is supposed to help the businesses and things of that nature, and I'm all for that. Trust me. And you know, Americans are going to be getting checks and things of that nature. And I'm all for helping us during this type of a situation. This is an unnatural situation. We've never been in quite this kind of a endeavor exactly the way this has played out. But rumor has it that there was a lot of waste put into it. I had two sources letting me know that there was, but then there are others who are saying no. So I'm going to kind of leave that alone. But I do thank the Lord above that our Americans and our American businesses are going to get a lot of help. And I think that's a good thing. What do you think?
Yes, and I've heard, as you know, we discussed off air, I've heard conflicting reports about different things. I do believe that a lot of the original pork was taken out thanks to the surprising fight in the Republicans in the Senate. So, of course, there will remain some stuff that we don't agree with, obviously, that really have 0.0 to do with helping businesses and American citizens regarding the coronavirus and the outfall, medical personnel, and everybody that's really taking care of it. But I heard Trump on the two things. One is I heard President Trump on, I think it was Hannity's show yesterday, saying that, of course, they're always going to put in things that we don't necessarily agree with, but you have to compromise, you know, in order to get the bill passed. And I think, you know, you would know, you're a big Reagan guy. It's Reagan's motto, 80% of a good bill versus 20% of a bad bill, or, you know, whatever the numbers were. But the other thing, and this was interesting to me, is that Bill O'Reilly on Hannity's show on Wednesday said that there are things that Trump could actually not enforce if he gets the House back. You know, so there are things that he can undo and or not actually pay for. And if there's anybody that would actually do that, it's Trump.
Yeah, and that's true. That's true. And that, and the reason why you're seeing some fight in the Republicans is because of Trump. And that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
And maybe that will become a habit over time because we know he's not going to be president forever. He's going to be president again for another term. But what do you think about AOC going to Nutsville because this money will not be going to illegal border crossers? I mean, this, you know, that twit has a lot of nerve. I mean, I just saw her just trying to rip the house a new one earlier today. They were showing her little video as she's having her little hissy fit. And, you know, there was a couple of them that were having a hissy fit. The young lady from Michigan, she went to Nutsville. She was wearing her gloves and arms flailing and she's screaming. What's that about? I mean, this is just, you know, these Democrats, it's like everything they support has nothing to do with helping the nation. If you can tell
me. You're talking about Tlaib, right?
Well, I'm talking about, the Michigan woman is not Tlaib, but I'm talking about, but I also mentioned AOC.
Right.
And in her video, I'm looking at it again with the volume turned down. She just went to Nutsville because she wanted money in there for people that are not eligible for that. I'm talking about illegal border crossers. She thinks that the illegal border crossers should also receive bailouts. Bailouts for what? They should be in jail, well, as far as I'm concerned.
No, you're right. And the thing is that they have been, the country has had about a year and a half of that whole crazy progressive squad, and they're just exposing, I don't know what country they actually think that they're representing, because it's not the American citizens. Like, her constituents, I think, are 50% quote-unquote immigrants. A lot of them are illegal, so she really kind of does think of her constituency as not American citizens. But we are supposed to be taking care of American citizens, and if they want to be taken care of by their country of origin, they are free to go back, and we can help them pack. Okay, I'll be first to help them pack. But I'm really sick of these angry, progressive, anti-American Democrats telling me, A, that I'm racist for caring about my country, and B, taking care of everybody but American citizens. So I say let them have at it, because she and her fellow, you know, brown shirt members, they're not making anybody happy except for the 4% of, you know, people on MSNBC. Seriously, yeah. The 2,000 people that watch MSNBC and CNN. The rest of the country doesn't like this.
The young lady I was talking about from Michigan, her name is Haley Stevens. And I'm now looking at her video again. It's funny. She's got on these pink rubber gloves, and she's just going to Nutsville. She had to be quieted down. She just lost it. I think she's kind of just off her rocker, really off her rocker, even more so than AOC, just looking at her flailing and everything. But these Democrats, I think they're going to be very surprised this coming election cycle. I understand that they were dependent upon this situation with Corona and other things internationally to bring down Trump. But it would seem that after one thing, you know, one thing after another, Russia, 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 impeachment, blah, 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 blah. At least they would have the intelligence to understand that maybe this isn't the right way to go. It's there. Right. They are out to destroy this country. I know some people don't like me to say that because they're elected, but they are. They are literally out to destroy this country, whether it's Tlaib of Michigan, whether it's Omar, the squad. But it goes far beyond them. I'll go to Manchin of West Virginia, all of them. They all vote the same. And when you look at these so-called moderates, look at their voting record, and then you tell me if they're moderates. No, they're not. Tulsi, what's her name? No. Gifford. She tried to fool us, say, oh, well, I'm a moderate. I'm a patriot because I served in the Army, so I have to be considered a moderate. But if you look at her voting record, infanticide and everything, the same. So I think they're going to get their clocks cleaned this coming November. I really do. What say you?
I agree. And, I mean, Tulsi Gabbard is absolutely not a moderate. She endorsed Bernie in 2016. So she's not a moderate. She's considered a moderate because maybe she doesn't agree with third trimester abortion. But she's definitely no moderate. And Manchin, like you say, I don't think he's far left. But what Prager makes a good point. If you have Democrats and you have liberals and you have leftists. But the liberals and the Democrats, if you enable the leftists, you're just as bad, right? So you're complicit in the problem if you don't shy away from them and you don't denounce them. So they're all in the same party. The squad has moved the Democrat Party so, and Bernie too, so far left that they're like left of Mao. So as I say, just let them keep talking, because America doesn't want that. And there have been a bunch of articles out where and even one in Foreign Policy magazine, Pat Buchanan wrote an article about it, about this New World Order globalist issue where it's failing worldwide. It already failed with Brexit. It failed, obviously, with the election of Trump. And nationalism is all of the country, particularly in light of this Chinese Wuhan virus And what people are realizing is that you cannot put all your eggs into one basket, and that nations matter, right? Our nation matters, other nations matter, and you have a right to be proud of your own country. They are not proud of this country, and the people that consider themselves moderate better shape their party up, or they are going to go way, they're going to disappear.
Well, I don't think there are any moderates. I think that, AOC and company are merely exposing what has been in the Democrat Party for 50 years. They just are the ones that had the nerve or the cojones to come out with it big time. And I say that because I look at people like Lyndon Johnson from the past and many others. And folks, we're up on a hard break. We've got Brooke Emery, and she's going to be around for another break with us. And I'm Ron Edwards, and I'll be right back.
I have to ask, are millions of Americans on a government school-indoctrinated-inspired national suicide mission? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Despite scads of evidence showing how the communist Chinese either purposely or stupidly allowed the coronavirus to get out of control, millions of Americans are so indoctrinated into operating like plugged-in hate President Trump robots. They blame the president for China's coronavirus problem while ignoring the real source of the situation. They are the same Gump haters who prefer open borders so that any deadly disease or MS-13 member can plague our republic. I have been told by some black Americans that they would rather exist under a Bernie Sanders socialist regime than what they dubbed racist capitalism. Of course, their government school indoctrinators failed to inform the misguided Gumps that the equal opportunity of a free market goes a long way toward impeding the impact of racists they seem to detect behind every single doorknob. Such buffoonery is equivalent to a national suicide because it encourages people to literally support the self-induced death of opportunities in our republic as a whole. My fellow Americans, if we do not bring to heel the mental and spiritual destructive government school system, there will be an indoctrination-inspired national suicide of our American greatness. I'm Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Hey, it's the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Ron Edwards Experience with Ron Edwards.
Absolutely. Thank you, Captain. And that's Captain Matt Bruce, a great talk show host in his own right. And with me is our wonderful guest. Her name is Brooke Emery. She's a great writer, great columnist for America Out Loud, and she is also now a Salem talk show host based out of Florida, and she does a great job. I had predicted to myself, basically, when I heard her coming on the Captain show after myself, and I said, man, she's going to have a show. She's got to have a show, and within 60 days it happened, so good things happen to good people still. Folks, you know something about good things happening to good people. One of the things that we need is good sleep. Now, I'm the kind of individual that does not like to really endorse things that often. But in this case, I must. I want to talk to you a few minutes about sleeping. You know, I was introduced to what's called a Silverite pillow. And this thing has given me the best sleep I ever had in my entire life. The first time I woke up, I felt cool and everything like that. This pillow is encased with silver-infused cotton. And it is filled with kapok, which comes from the kapok tree grown on the equator. And my friends, you ought to check it out. I don't have enough time to give you all the details of this thing, but it is a wonderful pillow. It's better than the greatest, you know, it's really great. And if you want to really check it out, go to silverriteglobal.com and check out this great pillow. It's called Silverite. And if you can check out that, and also your code would be RON20, RON20, and check it out. And it's called Nature's Cashmere, the kapok filling. I just can't say enough about this pillow. It does what we all dream about as far as a pillow is concerned. And they have other products related to it, a travel pillow for you and all of that. And it's no foam. No matter how great a pillow is, if it's filled with foam, it's toxic. And this pillow, because it is encased in silver and in the cotton, it's antimicrobial and it's antibacterial. It really does a great job, folks. So you ought to check it out. Go to SilverRightGlobal.com and tell them Ron Edwards sent you. And here's the code RON20. And we're here with our guest. You are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. And before we get back to our guest, I want to give a real shout out to the Zechariah 2-5 family. There are many of them across the country. And I love those folks because they pray for our nation Monday through Friday. Every Monday through Friday, they pray for America and our president. And they've been doing it since before the election of our great president. And you can check out the Zechariah 2-5 family and all the details for the times and everything like that. Go to comeministry.org. That's comeministry.org and check out the Zechariah 2-5 family members, and you'll find some great stuff on there as well. Well, anyway, we're back to it with our special guest, Brooke Emery. Thanks again, Brooke, for your patience there, but we've got a lot to talk about. I'm going to change subjects just a little bit. Let's talk about Joe Biden. Now, the campaign adamantly denies allegations of sexual assault. Well, to be honest, between you and I, Brooke, I didn't think he had the brains to sexually assault anyone, let alone anything else. But former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign today adamantly has denied a newly surfaced allegation of sexual assault leveled by a former Senate staffer, calling the claim concerning the purported incident, it was decades ago when he still had his mind, but they say it's false. Well, anyway, you know, it's just one thing after another. They're piling on. Now, you know, between you and I, Brooke, if the allegations were true and he wasn't half out of his mind, do you think that this would be a story right now, or would this have been covered up? What say you?
Well, I think we all know the answer to that, Bill Clinton. No, obviously, you know, this. When I heard about this, I said, of course, this is a total insider DNC hit. When his campaign, and I guess the DNC too, right? So Biden was a desperate candidate after weeding out all of the previous candidates because the identity politics SJW left wouldn't let, you know, anybody who wasn't in this category or that category make it through. You end up with a choice between Bernie or Biden. Well, they can't have a socialist, so they pick Biden. Now they're desperate because they're looking at him, and they scheduled him to be doing these shadow Trump when he did his presser. So he's going to do a shadow presser after Trump to talk about the coronavirus. But look at him. He's a complete mess. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. And they're seeing that. And I saw something on MSNBC, or a clip off of MSNBC, probably on Gateway Pundit, where they were talking about it. They know that he cannot hang. And they're seeing Cuomo out there. So you know that they're looking at that and saying, okay, we have to get rid of Biden because there's no way. Trump will absolutely destroy him. You go on social media and that's what people are talking about. There's no way that Biden can hang against Trump. So, and they still don't want Bernie. They will not let Bernie be president, be the Democrat nominee, for sure. So they're seeing Cuomo, and they're like, okay, well, Cuomo doesn't look completely insane. You know, he's in the news. They're trying to make him look like a presidential. You know, he's mayor, the governor of a big state with a, you know, big issue in New York City and everything. So there was also President Cuomo was hashtag President Cuomo was trending on Twitter. So that's obviously what's happening. They're going to, you know, proverbially kill the candidacy of Joe Biden. There's so many videos out there of him sniffing and touching children inappropriately. If that was an issue for the Democrats, he wouldn't have been able to run in the first place. Yeah. You know, so it's an obvious hit. It's as clear as a window that I'm looking out of.
Well, in the near future, I'm not going to get into the details now, but in the near future, you're going to find out why, despite the fact that he sniffed on children. I'll never forget the video when Jeff Sessions' granddaughter, when he was groping her, and Sessions lightly tapped his hand away. But there's going to be things coming out in the near future, and it's going to help collapse the Democrat Party once all this details comes out. And then, you know, they didn't go after him. I still to this day, why Fox didn't even go after him. You know, children, on one hand, they act like children are so important. And how dare a man be groping a female, let alone a little girl? Well, there's a reason why they didn't go after Biden for those activities, and all that nasty crap is going to come out. I can't get into it now, but it's going to be very interesting in the not-too-distant future. Well, Brooke, we're down to about 60 seconds. I just want you to share with everyone once again where they can hear your show, and, of course, remind folks where they can reach your great columns.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Ron. I always love coming on your show. The show is Brooke Talks America. It's Saturdays at 7 p.m. on AM 860 The Answer. You can listen online or on iHeartRadio. And you can read my articles on AmericaOutloud.com, where your articles are also. We're like a big AmericaOutloud.com family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Brooke, I want to thank you so much for dropping by. We're going to have you on. We're going to have you on regularly and, you know, every month or so. And hope you come back. And you're always great. The audience loves you. And very, very, you know, I'm not going to say good luck, but many blessings on your show. I hope it goes very well for you.
Thank you so much. God bless. And, you know, thank you to all the people that are helping with this endeavor, from the truckers to the military to the medical personnel. We're showing the American spirit is really being shown, and the American pride and the love of country. So I'm proud to be an American. I know you are, and God bless America and everybody.
Amen. Thank you very much. I'm Ron Edwards. You are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience, and I shall return.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
This is Diamond and Silk.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you touch that dial.
You better not.
You better come back.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying a cup of tea and listening to the Ron Edwards Experience? It doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely. And you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. And I want to thank you for stopping by. Again, I want to talk to you about the world's best pillow. Absolutely. It's called Silverite. Every day our bodies are being inundated by chemicals that affect our health. This includes sleep-disrupting toxins that prevent us from achieving the ultimate rest that our bodies need to regenerate as designed. Well, you should go to, I would guarantee that you will like to try the Silverite pillow. You can go to silveriteglobal.com and use the code RON20 when you go check it out. And this is a wonderful pillow. The cotton is infused with the cotton casing is infused with silver, and inside it's kapok filling, and firmness can be adjusted by adding or removing the kapok filling according to what you desire. And it's a washable pillowcase, and all of that. It's just a great, great product. I've been using it. My wife has been using it for a couple of weeks now, and it is just a wonderful. And again, you can check out the Silverite pillow at silveriteglobal.com, and your code is RON20. And if you decide to pick one up, if you use RON20, you will get 20% off of this great Silverite pillow. And I fully endorse it, by the way. Anyway, back at the ranch, folks, President Trump signs the $2 trillion coronavirus response bill into law after the House passed the measure by early Wolf's voice vote. Well, we see that, and that's a good thing. Thank God that there's going to be help coming forth for businesses and individuals throughout our republic. And I think it'll be just enough to get us through, and the things are going to be turning around I think that places like New York and maybe San Francisco and New Orleans and a few other places may take a little bit longer to open up, because what is this theory that I have? Go with me here. If you look at, for instance, Ohio and Michigan, states that are side by side, right? Well, tell me, why is it that Ohio has now one quarter the amount of coronavirus victims than Michigan? And why does New York, why is that the epicenter of coronavirus in our nation? Why do you think it's now flaring up so hugely in places like New Orleans? And we know why it flared up big time, bigly, as Trump would say, in Washington State. All of these places are ruled by Democrats. Now, I have a theory here. You take these various locations that have been ruled more regularly by Democrats, their policies and the habits of the populations that follow the policies of the Democrat Party more closely, their policies are just not as good as other places, like Texas, for example. There are huge sections of Texas that don't even have this virus. And where they do have it, they're dealing with it in a more efficient manner. And it is not as huge as the population of Texas is. It is not one of the major epicenters yet. Okay? And I'm just talking about, this is just one example of how policies and the habits of populations can also dictate the impact of situations, whether it's a coronavirus, whether it's something else, another a natural disaster, as it were. Look at the way Tennessee deals with disasters as opposed to some other places where tornadoes have ravaged through and it took much longer to rebuild. Tennessee will be rebuilding in a very short order, as they did when they were flooded out during the Obama administration. So I think as we really take a real good look at ourselves in our various locations throughout our republic, a lot of locations need to reexamine how they on a regular basis deal with situations. Now, we know that Mr. Cuomo has been complaining and blaming Trump for their lack of masks, for example. Well, there are policies that he enacted maybe back in 2015 where they could have already had masks. There are things that these people do, especially Democrats, that basically set us up for disasters, or set us up so that when disasters do occur, the recovery is much more laborious than it could have been had there been better leadership all along. There's a thing called preparation. There's a thing called common sense. There's a thing called good policies all along. Because, you know, stuff happens. You're going to have disasters. You're going to have things happening. You know, life ebbs and flows. We know this. But depending on your situation and how you deal with life in general dictates how well you will deal with disasters. And that goes for individuals as well. There are many individuals in this country, because they are in excellent health. I'm not going to say this is 100%, because there are a few people that have died from corona that are purported to have had good health. But in the majority of cases, healthy people endure these kinds of outbreaks on average better than those that do not take care of their health. And so I'm just bringing this kind of stuff up because, as I said, we as a nation have to deal better. We're in a heap of hurt potentially because we did not deal wisely when it comes to prescription drugs. We have not dealt wisely when it comes to steel production. Yes, we have a revived steel industry in our country, but it's still not where it should be. If a huge, massive war were to break out, we do not have all the factories all over the country like we used to have that could be instantly transformed. You know, almost overnight, We went from producing cars to planes during World War II, when we finally got involved. We're not in a position today to do such a thing because we don't have that many factories. And remember, our enemies today are much larger than the Nazis and the Japanese were during the time of World War II. China is much more powerful than Japan was during that time, as is Russia. Although Russia is not as big of an enemy as China is, though the Democrats will try to portray Russia as the worst enemy. Well, there's a reason why they want the United States and Russia to get into it. Because the United States and Russia are the two major powers that are not going along to get along with the supreme, in their own minds, internationalists based in Europe and the United Nations and all of that. As evil as I think Putin is, I respect him because at least he wants Russia to be Russia and Russia not to be dictated to by another entity. And so that's the real reason why they have tried to create a big problem between Putin and President Donald Trump. And so we have to be very cognizant of, as American people, as to what many of our legislators and what their friends in the media are doing and what they're trying to concoct against our republic. Wisdom goes a long way to overcoming a lot of crap that is being thrown in our republic from the leftist. And so we have to be willing to really stand together as Americans. One positive, actually there's a couple of positive. There's always a positive side to certain situations, to this reality, the coronavirus situation. My wife and I like to take walks in our area, in our neighborhood, very nice neighborhood, by the way. And we saw families, we saw parents throwing footballs with their sons and baseballs with their sons, neighbors talking with neighbors. And here's one great thing, that many millions of Christian households, many conservative households, the children are what? They're not being in school, being brainwashed against our republic and against God and against family. And so those conservatives and those Christians are talking to their children from a totally different framework of reference. A more righteous standard, as it were. And so millions, I believe, I predict that many of these parents will find a way to homeschool their children. When this is all over, I think the population of government schools in our country will be a little bit less. Because many parents are going to say, you know what? We can get along without these government schools. Let's figure out a way to homeschool our children. So there's a good side to this situation. It's not all gloom and doom. It's all how you look at it. You can look at it as half empty or half full. And so I think husbands and wives are forced to communicate more with one another. And they're going to get along. If you're true conservatives and true Christians, you're going to work things out. There are things that need to get worked out in families. And this is the time to do it. And we'll be working together and praying together and doing all kinds of things together. And our nation is going to be stronger coming out of this situation. So it's not the disaster that the leftists want us to think it is. I'm Ron Edwards, and you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience.